In 1987, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released four pairs of adult red wolves into the Alligator River National Wildlife Refuge in eastern North Carolina. The release was part of a new plan to preserve the species from extinction by placing the wolves in a favorable habitat in a five-county recovery area. For a time, the effort appeared to be succeeding. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the red wolf population in the designated area peaked at around 120 to 130 animals in 2006. The number held fairly steady until around 2012. But over the past several years, the state's red wolf population has declined sharply. Attorney Ramona McGee with the Southern Environmental Law Center blames changes by the Fish and Wildlife Service in its approach to the recovery program. McGee describes those changes as mismanagement and neglect.
The agency's failure to release red wolves into the wild, they ceased doing that sometime around 2014, 2015, and then the agency's decision to stop sterilizing coyotes in the wild.
That's significant because coyotes can compete with wolves for habitat or even mate with red wolves, creating hybrid animals. Disease and collisions with cars have claimed some red wolves, while others have died of gunshot wounds. At least 96 of the animals were fatally shot over about three decades, according to the Associated Press. Some were likely mistaken by hunters for coyotes. A federal judge in 2014 banned nighttime hunting of coyotes in the eastern North Carolina recovery area. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website says about 40 red wolves now remain in the recovery area. A report by The Guardian in March said the number was down to around 30. In November, a federal judge ruled that the Wildlife Service had violated the U.S. Endangered Species Act through changes in the agency's red wolf management policies. The judge also permanently prohibited landowners in the eastern North Carolina recovery area from capturing or killing red wolves that do not pose a threat. In the wake of that ruling, environmental groups are not giving up their efforts on behalf of the endangered wolves, says the Southern Environmental Law Center's Ramona McGee.
That was a great ruling and is something that we are continuing to monitor and try to push the agency to go back and actually implement those measures that we all know will save the red wolf.
In an email, a spokesman for the Fish and Wildlife Service said he is not able to comment on any possible upcoming changes in the red wolf recovery program. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey.